different places and people and sort of learn who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe being surrounded by people unlike the people they grew up around. And so maybe that'll all be good, but that Oregon is a long way from here.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't just popping home for the weekend. So it's a long way from Memphis, but maybe it'll be a good thing. Either way, consensus top 80 player in America headed to the University of Oregon. Be back with Jeff Cox.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis' sports station.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 60 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors and the latest servers. Even other top brand electronics are on sale. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Quantities are limited. Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business needs at Black Friday prices. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
The live show you just have to experience.
And a little bit of
Zach Brown Band. Down the rabbit hole. Live.
So darling,
Saturday night, March 30th. FedEx Forum. The multi-platinum, Grammy award-winning Zach Brown Band. Reserved seats on sale Friday, November 16th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Zach Brown Band in concert.
Learning how to kayak in a bay off the Oregon coast. And almost getting capsized by a 40-ton whale. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts. Supercut stylists pay attention to every detail, so you get the haircut you want. And with our signature hot towel finish, you'll walk out feeling clean, sharp, and not just ready, but super ready.
Check out our newest location at 5224 Airline Road in Arlington or log on to supercuts.com to find a location near you.
I'm going to tell you a story about O'Call, but it's not going to be about an item of clothing. It's going to be about a woman named Gwen Cash. Cash grew up in Orange Mound and graduated from Melrose High, class of 1965. She's related to the great Ida B. Wells and was in the building when Martin Luther King Jr. gave his mountaintop speech. She got what was supposed to be a temporary job at O'Call 30 years ago as a gift wrapper during the holidays, and she's been there ever since. It's people like Cash who make O'Call what it is. You should ask her about picking out ties. She loves picking out ties, has an absolute gift for it. Customers will call her and tell her they need a suit, a shirt, and a tie, and she says she can't even recall a time the customer didn't love the first tie she picked. O'Call isn't just a store with beautiful clothes. It's a store with remarkable people who are invested, really invested, in finding the most beautiful clothes for you. People like Clay Tidwell, the legendary O'Call employee who passed away recently. So we're going to call Gwen Cash the inaugural Clay Tidwell Employee of the Month. In the immortal words of Clay himself, always look your best.
Get ready for a meal to remember, because Kroger is here to help you save on an amazing spread for your Thanksgiving feast. Enjoy low prices on the perfect turkey or ham, delicious produce that's always fresh, plus delightful desserts from the bakery. And save on everything you need to celebrate the season deliciously. That's how you holiday.
Enjoy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 77 cents a pound. Limit 2. And sweet potatoes are 33 cents a pound with card. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Whatever gets you revved up, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. Continuous use helps maximize mileage so that you can get more life out of every tank. So go rev up with tri-clean at your locally owned Citgo station today. Citgo, fueling good. Taste some of the best Cajun food in the city with today's Perks Deal. Half off $20 towards lunch or dinner at the Bluff on Highland. Enjoy lunch on their patio and favorites like Abbey Gator Bites, Raptor Signature Po' Boy, Chicken and Sausage Gumbo, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
I come on. Take my eyes off the
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. The prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. They got an A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner four straight years has been Sleepy Z's. But they don't just sell mattresses. They also sell furniture, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything you need to furnish a home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, no problem. They've got a 42-inch kiosk there full of furniture. You can browse through that, find what you want. They'll go get it for you. And remember, mention you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show to save an additional 10% at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. If you want to pop in, it's at 2790 Kirby Whitten in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. And the phone number there is 901-692-6200, 901-692-6200. That's Sleepy Z's on the web, sleepyzzzs.com. 505, Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm joined now by your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, how are you today?
I'm good, GP.
All right. Well, first thing, I want to talk to you about Memphis LSU, but one more thing on Chandler Lawson. I was talking about it in the last segment. He is committed today to go to Oregon, and I thought it was classy. And I know that might be a weird word to use about a teenager, but in his announcement that he tweeted, he took the time to thank Penny Hardaway. He said, I want to thank Coach Hardaway and everybody at East. He played a big role in my development over the past few years. And the reason I thought that was interesting is because it's well documented at this point. Penny decided not to recruit Chandler Lawson to the University of Memphis for whatever reason. And that has to be not only humbling that your hometown school doesn't want you, particularly when it's run by your former high school coach, but also a little, I don't know if embarrassing is the right word, but you know, people would jump on Twitter all the time and ask Chandler, why aren't you considering Memphis? He's like, they don't want me. That's not a fun thing to have to acknowledge in such a public way. And for him to then still say thank you to Penny Hardaway, I thought was a pretty impressive gesture.
No, I think it is an impressive gesture. Obviously, listen, we understand that the Lawsons have occasionally on social media, not necessarily always said the right thing. You know, and you can say, oh, well, they've been young or they've been impetuous or they've been whatever. But very clearly, this is, it's the right way to handle it. I think it is the right way to handle it. And who knows? Like, who knows why in the world you wouldn't want Chandler Lawson? I mean, it's an interesting decision. And obviously, we don't know why. But no, good for Chandler. And obviously, Oregon's a great place. And I thought it was classy.
Right. I mean, it is the right way to handle it, undeniably. And yet, it is 100%, I'm certain, it's not the way I would handle it.
Well, that is the right way to handle it, and the way you would handle it are totally different. No, are often different. I mean, what I really meant to say was that the way you should do something and the instinct are often very different, right? I mean, I think it's often true in the world that we all know we should do one thing, and yet whatever the petty vindictive thing to do is probably the way that we often feel like going. And so, yes, I think that's a pretty common sentiment in all kinds of circumstances. And so when you choose the classy way rather than the way that most of us would go, that would be us. That's to your credit.
Yeah, I don't know if it says a great things about Chandler or terrible things about me, but I would not have been able, even at the age of 41, to handle that as well as he handled that, thanking a person who refused to recruit me to his university.
Well, there's nothing analogous about this, but look at the Durant, Draymond Green stuff right now. You know, like, I mean, we are petty human beings fundamentally, right? I mean, we're jealous, we're insecure, we're want our props in the world.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
All those things are generally true about people, right? And so you descend into bitterness, we pout, we like, all those things are true, basically. That's the nature of being human in so many ways. And yes, so when you see a 18-year-old, if that's what he is, behave that way, when you see Kevin Durant and Draymond Green going at it, the way are they going at it? Yes, maturity is not easy, you know, that, and it's not, yes, no, the easiest way to do something, I've chosen what is to be petty and vindictive. That's true.
And so, yeah, shouts to Chandler Lawson. I thought he's handled this entire thing in a pretty impressive and mature way. Now to Memphis LSU. 85-76 was the final score, and I thought it was an encouraging performance, and I know you did too. This is a program that finished 161st at KenPom last year, endured a coaching change, lost players to transfer, and they're in their second game of the season on the road against a nationally ranked opponent. They've got a first-year head coach. They've got three first-year players in their starting lineup, none of whom are as heralded entering college as the three first-year players LSU had in its starting lineup, and yet Memphis was up 54-52 with 14 minutes left. It became clear, I think, in the final minutes they just were not going to be able to get enough stops to win the game, but I thought there was a lot of encouraging stuff there, and I think most Memphis fans walked out of that going, okay, this season's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I'll be honest, I fully expected them to get run in one way, shape, or form. And it is amazing how Las Vegas is pretty right about it. In the end, it was 9 as opposed to 10.5 or whatever. They did cover, so they clearly did better than expectations. But yeah, I thought it was going to be 16 or 18 or whatever. And then and I thought what was impressive about them was from the very first moment, they looked like they belonged on the court with LSU, which – is, as I sort of documented yesterday, has not always been true of Memphis teams, much more established Memphis team in road games lately, big road games, nationally televised road games lately. And then you're exactly right. You have a brand new coach, brand new players, all freshman backcourt, going to give one of the more talented teams in the country. And you never felt like it was not a fair fight, I mean, at all. I mean, the truth of the matter is that you look at it, athletically, and it wasn't a fair fight. That's in the end why LSU won, because their roster looks like the roster that Memphis hopes its roster will look like in a year or two. Just the in terms of length and athleticism and explosive, you know, all of that. But Memphis never looked like they didn't belong. I mean, basically throughout the entire first half, you're like, huh, okay, well, they're just hanging right in there. And then they let it to get to 9 at half, and you're thinking, okay, well, now it's done. And then they come right back out at the start of the second half and put on a nice little burst to get back in it, take the lead. And, they did not hold on, and obviously they didn't win. And there will come a time in 3 years or whatever that that's not something that we're going to be talking about as an encouraging performance. But given the circumstances, I thought it was highly encouraging.
I'm like you. When they got down 9 at halftime, I said, okay, like this has got a chance of getting away from them. When they got down by, I guess it was 11, I said, okay, this is going to get away from them. And it never got away from them. In the final 10 minutes, they never got closer than 7. So they never really threatened to win the game in the, you know, final quarter of the game. But they also never got down by more than 11. And the difference in the score, it all happened in a 4-minute spurt. So Memphis goes up 54-52 on a Jeremiah Martin jumper with, I think, like 13:56 remaining. And then LSU comes to the other end. Tremont Waters misses a three. Emmett Williams gets an offensive rebound. He gets it, scores. So we're tied at 54. And that starts an LSU 12-1 run that over a span of about 4 minutes. With 10:04 left, I guess in a 4-minute spurt,
that's what she said.
The score went from 54-52 Memphis to 64-55 LSU, and that's the whole game. Like, so you can reasonably and accurately say that for 36 of the 40 minutes last night, Memphis played LSU bucket for bucket. That's a pretty good thing to be able to say about a team that fits the description I laid out earlier. You know, that's on the road against the nationally ranked team that's got multiple future NBA players.
Yeah. I mean, all I had to do was just is just look at him. Like, Naz is unbelievable in terms of just physically. And it's funny because I wrote a little bit about today what Memphis, quote-unquote, has to do better. And I do think there are things, Penny talked about them extensively, that Memphis has to do better. But largely, what Memphis has to do better is have better front court players, right? I mean, that's what Memphis has to do better, is in the end, they got to have a better roster, which is what, you know, LSU had to do better last year, and they did. Like, in the end, most of the problems that Memphis had are because, listen, they don't have a true rim protector on defense. They are going to have problems. They're going to, you know, they're going to struggle with length and rebounding all year. But like, they're just issues that are built into what is a flawed roster, because Penny can't fix it all in, you know, one, you come in late, put together one top 30 recruiting class. That can't fix everything. That's basically the reason that they struggled. Yeah, there were some problems beyond that. Alex Lomax's shooting wasn't particularly good. Keevan Davenport didn't show up. I do think they take too many threes. They only got four fast break points. Like, you could break down the game if you want, you know, in terms of specific things that went wrong. But fundamentally, the things that went wrong simply were, listen, they got some really talented players here and some incredibly gutty players here, resilient players here. But in the end, they have compared to LSU, they have a flawed roster. Now, the nice thing is that they will not face in conference players like the players that they faced last night. Once they get to conference play, they aren't going to have the problems that they had last night. And it honestly, I think, sets up pretty well for them. So, but that's what's quote unquote wrong with the team. What's wrong with the team is that they don't have a particularly distinguished front court because of what Penny had to work with.
And the byproduct of that is LSU shooting 64.4% on two pointers last night. If LSU could shoot 64.4% on two pointers for the season, and they probably won't because they won't play Memphis every game. And Memphis, I should be more specific, Memphis is front court every game. That number would rank 15th. It'd rank top 15 in the country. And so that's a pretty excessive number. And yet I don't know what you do about it, because like you said, they've got a size disadvantage. They've got an athleticism disadvantage. And no, it won't be as exaggerated as it was against Naz Reid and Emmett Williams, but it will be a thing anytime Memphis plays a good team. They rank 315th in the country in height. And that's not just because of Tyler and Alex. They're small at every position. And again, it was exaggerated last night, but when you have no rim protector and no size and a lack of athleticism in your front court, that's not something you get better at in practice, really. You have to scheme it to try to, you know, figure out how you can be a best version of yourself, but you still are who you are based on the roster. This is a what Tubby Smith left Penny Hardaway problem, as opposed to anything Penny Hardaway can fix inside that practice facility.
Right. I thought Mike Parks was encouraging, given that it was his first play in, you know, a long time. I thought he was encouraging. Isaiah Maurice, I thought, had a much better second half than first half, and so maybe he can figure some things out and be more of a factor, particularly when he's playing less intimidating players. I don't think Keevan Davenport's going to disappear like he did last night. So, I mean, I think they can be better than they were last night. But, yes, that fundamental issue is if someone gets by the guards and the guards are, you know, overplaying ball, and there's no one there. You know, there's nothing. There is no rim protector there. And it couldn't be more different than when Memphis was penetrating and there's, you know, seven guys standing there who are all monsters with LSU. It was just a completely different scenario. And yes, there's nothing and to me that's the only worrisome thing about it is that the game did reveal their flaws. And honestly, except for Tyler, who went nuts, the three-point shooting was pretty awful. Now, I don't think Jeremiah is going to shoot like that typically, and he'll have a better shooting night than that. But, like, in the end, partly they hung in there because Tyler Harris went nuts, and they will either need Tyler Harris or someone to go nuts in order to stay in these games, because they don't have the size and physicality to dominate the paint.
So they go 10 of 30 from three-point range. Tyler Harris, 6 of 13. Rest of the team, 4 of 17. So that rest of the team stuff is obviously bad. And I know you said that you thought 30 was too many, and I think Penny actually said the same thing. And I guess I'll agree to some extent, but I don't mind 30 three-pointers. And the reason is because how else is Memphis going to score? There's nobody else. There's nobody to play through inside. I mean, you can throw it to one of those guys if you want, but like, that ain't what I'm doing. And then basically, I think Memphis' offense breaks down to what do you get in transition, and then what do you get from beyond the arc? Like, if you're doing nothing but transition layups and dunks and 3-point attempts, like it's a fun style of play, and it's not that excessive. Memphis took 30 last night. Villanova took 29 per game last season, won the national championship. Now, the difference is obviously Villanova had 5 shooters on the court at all times, just about, and Memphis, like, doesn't have Villanova's roster. So that if you want to argue it against it, say, yeah, give me Villanova's roster, we'll shoot 30 three-pointers. But Villanova shot 29 a game last season and made on average 11.6. Memphis last night, 10 of 30. So really, you just flip 2 of those misses into makes, make it 12 of 30 instead of 10 of 30, and now you're shooting 40% from three-point range on 30 attempts. If you do that, and I'm not saying they can because I don't know that they have the shooters to do it, but if you can do that, you'll win a whole bunch of basketball games shooting 30 three-pointers. I got no issue with shooting 30 three-pointers.
Yeah, I don't think they – well, 2 things. First of all, you're exactly right. Transition and three-pointers, it will have to be the recipe for success. They didn't have any buckets in transition. They had 4 points last night in transition. And so that was a real problem last night, is they got literally all they got 3 points. They got 4 points on transition. The previous game against Tennessee Tech, they get 11 foul shots. And so the question is can – we understand the guards can jack up shots, although I swear to God, Alex Lomax, I mean, I think he's going to be tremendous. I really do. I mean, I think he's going to be a tremendous player. But this, if I'm, you know, to me, it's almost like John Calipari rules with John Grice. Like, he tells John Grice not to dribble, and he, you know, I think with Alex Lomax, I don't need him. Like, I just don't need him taking jumpers. He's terrible. I mean, the man can't shoot. He's, if he can, in transition, fine. Layups, fine. But I need Alex Lomax focusing on distributing the ball and playing defense, and let's leave the shooting to Tyler Harris. Because I don't think it was fluky. He just can't shoot right now. I think he may well develop into a decent shooter, but he can't shoot right now. He's not one of those Villanova shooters you're talking about. So that's the question, is can they also penetrate, get to the rim, and create? We saw that from Tremont Waters. Yes, he didn't actually have a great shooting night at all last night. But what he did was slice and dice that defense, particularly in the second half. And if Alex Lomax can do more of that and get some easier buckets, I think that works well.
I've actually talked to coaches about this sort of philosophy in game management. Like, it was funny watching John Calipari run those practices way back when with John Grice, because John Grice was actually instructed to never dribble. Like, you're never allowed to dribble the ball. If you cannot put the ball. And John Grice is like a junior college All-American. And he gets to Memphis, and John Calipari's like, we'd be in practice, and this is the way it would go down. They'd be in a drill or scrimmaging or something, and John would catch the ball on the wing and then bounce it. John Calipari would blow the whistle. What did you do? What did you do? And John's just looking at him. You bounce the ball. You're not allowed to bounce the ball. You don't bounce the ball. All these guys over here, they're allowed to bounce the ball. You are not allowed to bounce the ball. What are you not going to do? Not going to bounce the ball, coach. Okay, no bouncing the ball. Let's go. And it was just like, it was funny, but like, it was funny because I'm not John Grice. If I were John Grice, it'd have been like, I don't want to kill him. So like that is one approach, and obviously it's worked well for John Calipari. You're allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. But other coaches, the other side of this, and I think this is what Penny would probably subscribe to, is that I've had coaches say, the last thing you want to do to somebody who's going to be a cornerstone of your program is start killing his confidence right from the jump, telling him he can't do something. So you can, in a subtle way, maybe like, hey, listen, we can always get a better shot if we make one more pass, if we make 2 more, whatever. But you don't want to actually tell a freshman guard who you are going to count on to run your program for the next 4 years, do not shoot even when you're open, because it just it can start to rip away at his confidence and just get you off to a bad start.
Well, I mean, there's no question. I mean, I read, I don't know whether Jason or John did a piece. It was John, I think. Yeah, John did a piece on Lomax and said that the staff was encouraging him to shoot more. I'm trying to get him to shoot more. And I understand that, imbue the kid with confidence. But I do think, like, in the end, like, Mark Parks doesn't shoot three-pointers. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think it's you don't want that John Grice thing is humiliating, and I'm not advising that at all, right? I think that's corrosive and humiliating, but I do think that you can say to Alex Lomax, listen, you're great at what you do, and if you got you get a wide open jumper, by all means take it, but we all know that we are at our best when you are creating chaos or penetrating, and when it's Tyler or Jeremiah who are putting up threes. And so let's focus on doing that. I mean, I think you can – can't you steer him that direction? I actually think by the end of his career at Memphis, he will probably be a decent shooter. I don't want to condemn him to never being, able to shoot the ball. But right now – the way they get that game began, I mean, it's like what you used to say about was it Oklahoma State was playing? Who was it? No, Cincinnati. When Cincinnati's playing Memphis, and Memphis is missing all those jumpers, and Josh was saying, yeah, well, the shots just didn't drop. We had open looks, and it was because the Cincinnati coach was saying, yeah, that's who we want to shoot.
Right.
That's why you're getting those open looks.
Right. That's what Mick Cronin said immediately after the game privately. And
yeah.
I've shared it before, so I don't mind sharing it again. But, like, I forget the numbers, but it was like an excessive amount of three-point attempts. And Josh afterward explained it by saying, hey, listen, they're wide-open jumpers. We're just going to take them. And Mick was like, yeah, they're wide-open jumpers because you can't make them. Like, we want you shooting that ball every single time, because you can't make it. And they ended up, like, running Memphis off the court. That happens in basketball all the time. Like, hey, Bob Huggins talks about it with his press. I had a long conversation with Huggs about how it works, why it works, and he says, you know where it works? It works in film. He said, when I scout a team, he said, almost every college basketball team in the country, even the best ones, they have somebody on the court at all times that they don't want touching the ball. And it's my job to identify who that person is, and then it's my job to explain to my players how we're going to make them throw that guy that ball, and then we're going to take it from him. And so this is what you do. And opponents will start playing Alex Lomax, once there's this film on him and the percentages are the percentages, they'll just play off of him. Like, they won't guard him out there. And so it'll be interesting to see, because you can't really pass up wide open jumpers, except for maybe you should. It's not ideal. The guy who's going to have the ball in his hands all the time, not being able to consistently make a jump shot is not ideal.
No, now, Markelle Fultz can't make a jump shot, right? And I mean, hell, Ben Simmons isn't a great jump shooter, right? I mean,
he doesn't even take
you him. He doesn't take him. You can do things like, and that's the thing, Alex Lomax. I'm not saying he can't score. Like, he can score. He's going to get so many steals. He's going to score in the break. He's going to, like, I don't mean to pick on him, because the truth of the matter is that until last night, he's been maybe one of the most impressive Tigers through the course of the exhibition games. I mean, he's been tremendous. I have great confidence when the ball is in his hands. He's destroying people up until last night defensively. And so I'm not – I just think, he can you look at Ben Simmons. He knows what he does well, and he knows what he doesn't do well. Right. And then you work on the things that you don't do well.
Well, that's right. I'm talking to Jeff Caucus here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Either way, Tyler Harris taking 13 three-pointers is fun to
that's
watch.
Good.
Yeah, like,
exactly right. It's a blast.
It's an excessive number. I mean, just for some context, Steph Curry takes 10.5 per game in a 48-minute game. So Tyler Harris taking 13 in a 40-minute game is a little excessive. But, like, I don't care. That is why they hung around last night, And again, the problem isn't Tyler Harris going 6-13. You take 6-13 every time from anybody, him included. The problem is, what everybody else did from beyond the arc. But I don't think he's going to average 13 three-point attempts. But if you told me he got 8 9 up a game, it'd be fine with me.
Oh, and I'll be honest. Like, it was impressive how many went in and the distance from what they went in. But it didn't feel like to me like he was – I mean, it felt like that's who he is. It didn't feel like – and that's what Penny said. That's Tyler Harris. Nothing seemed unusual about that last night. The fact that they go in because it's Tyler, yeah, – that kind of seems unusual, but that's what Tyler Harris does. So I'm with you completely. He may not be 13 a game, but he's going to keep shooting like that. And I don't – he also, by the way, he wasn't – like, he made some great passes. Like, he's not a selfish kid at all. You know, there are times he was – because of the way he was being played, he'd find teammates. Like, and the truth of the matter is, this is the other thing about it, it's just fun watching him play. Like, some people are just fun to watch play, and there's something about a – he's probably 5'7", you know? There's something about a 5'7 dude dropping them in from 30 feet that's just fun. And apart from everything else, that's one of the things that's going to be striking this year. Not just this year, but the next 4 years. It's going to be fun to watch Tyler Harris throwing 30-footers.
No, and this is sort of the Steph Curry phenomenon. And I'm not comparing Tyler to Steph. Like, Steph's a giant compared to Tyler Harris. But it used to be in basketball, and maybe this is because of Michael Jordan, the most fun thing to watch was an incredible athlete flying through the air. Now, I do think the most enjoyable thing in basketball is a little incredible shot maker, like somebody who could just make shots from all over the court, the way Steph does, the way Trae Young does, and I'm not ready to put Tyler Harris in that class, but the way Tyler Harris seems to have the ability to do at times, just like he's comfortable pulling from like 28 feet and it's a makeable shot for him. And when a guy like that gets going, same way, you know, people love to watch Steph when he gets going. People love to watch Trae Young when he gets going. Tyler Harris is going to have some of those games. Like, one of them was last night, and he will also go 3 of 13 from three. But he's capable of going 6, 7, 8 of 13 from three, and when he gets going, it's going to make Memphis good, and it's going to make him a highlight.
Yeah, and the days that there will certainly be nights he's going to hit three, but Jeremiah should shoot better than he did, and Kevin Davenport should shoot better than he did. I mean, they do have other 3-point shooters. You know, ultimately, I don't know whether David Winget, he didn't get any playing time last night. I don't know whether he will emerge as a factor or not. But yeah, there will be other players who will in the meantime step up. But I just thought it was impressive that he came out and drained the first one, because here we were, he'd gone 0 of 6. You know, Tyler Harris moment too big. He just comes out and boom, drains that first one, and after that, I mean, he might as well have been playing in Cordova. It was on national television, and he might as well have been playing in Cordova.
That is Jeff Calkins. He will be back in studio tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
See ya.
On David Winget, real quick. Sometimes, and I talked about this in the offseason, you know, people look at your roster and they go, oh, we're going to be a good shooting team because we've got more shooters than we've had previously. And I do think Memphis has better shooters. Just the presence of Tyler Harris means they have better shooters than they've had in recent years. But having shooters on your roster only makes you a better shooting team if they play. And that was always going to be the issue for David Winget. Like, okay, like he can make shots, but can he play? Can he get on the court? You know, there's a reason why Memphis basically beat, I think, South Dakota State to get him. And the reason is because he has some physical limitations that might make it hard for him to get on the court, even though he, by all accounts, is a high level shooter. And so, you know, he obviously didn't play last night. I don't know what that means going forward, but yeah, like, you know, nobody can help you unless they're actually on the court. Like, having good shooters buried on your bench doesn't make you a better shooting team. It just means that you've got good shooters on your bench. And so I do think Memphis will shoot a higher percentage as a team than it's shot in recent years. But I don't know if David Winget's going to have much to do with it, even though he was a relatively big topic of conversation from the offseason. And I should say this, you know, I'm close with that South Dakota State staff because the head coach there is TJ Otzelberger, who I've known forever. He used to work for the Pump Brothers out in L.A., and then he got a job at Iowa State. He worked with Greg McDermott. He went to Washington for a year or two with Lorenzo Romar, back to Iowa State. Now he's a head coach at South Dakota State. That team's pretty good. They'll be in FedEx Forum next month. They've got Mike Dom, who's one of the top 20 players in the country, who's going to be like the ninth player in Division I men's basketball history to reach the 3,000-point barrier this season, as long as he doesn't get hurt. But my point is, South Dakota State, like, they thought they were going to get him until Memphis got involved. And then it's like, how are you going to tell this kid? How's this kid going to pass
on? Yeah, you're not going to get pass up Memphis for staying South Dakota State normally.
Well, I asked TJ. I was like, so what happened? He's like, what do you mean what happened? Like, Penny Hardaway and Mike Miller walked in.
That's it.
It's over with. You know, like, yeah, we're not going to win that one.
No.
But I said, is he good enough? And he said, yeah, he's good enough to play there.
Oh, wow.
So this is not one where, honestly, it's the same thing I remember talking to Michael White about Jeremiah Martin.
Yeah.
I don't know if people forget this, but it doesn't get discussed much anymore, perhaps because it doesn't matter. But Jeremiah was originally committed to Louisiana Tech when Michael White, who's now the head coach of Florida, was at La Tech. And then Josh, like, backdoored him on it. Michael was not as happy. Michael wasn't happy with the way that went down, whereas TJ was just like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, once Memphis and Penny Hardaway want you, like, you're not going to South Dakota State.
Right.
I remember Michael not being quite as thrilled with the way that went down. But I remember asking Michael, like, is he good enough? Because he wasn't ranked where Josh usually recruited guards from, you know, inside of the top 100. And Mike was like, oh, yeah. No, he's good enough. He's better than where he's ranked, and he's good enough to play at Memphis. And we've seen that over the past couple of years. He's, you know, turned into, I think, one of the top 100 or so college basketball players in the country. Interesting game last night that did not involve Memphis LSU. It was Georgetown in Illinois. And we've got a white player at Georgetown who has become a social media sensation already. And I'll tell you why, yes, his race actually does matter. We'll talk about that next.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Wing Guru is now open inside FedEx Forum for all events and has quickly become the talk of the building because people can tell the difference in something freshly made versus something frozen out of a bag. We're talking about a place that's ranked as the sixth best wing joint in the entire country, about a place that has award-winning sauces like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Honey Gold, Spicy Taco, and Nashville Hot. We're talking about a place that fries its wings in premium oils, which is a difference you can taste. It really is terrific, which is why Wing Guru is growing by the day, and as a result, they need employees for all three locations right now, and they're offering scholarship assistance for juniors and seniors in high school or young adults wanting to go back to school. One Wing Guru location, that's on Mount Moriah. Another's in Bartlett on Stage Road, and the newest, again, inside FedEx Forum. You can apply in person at any of those locations or online at thewingguru.com, and if you're ever at home craving wings, understand that the Wing Guru is now delivering via DoorDash. You can order for delivery at thewingguru.com or place an order for pickup in store. That's the Wing Guru here in Memphis on the web, TheWingGuru.com.
You know you need a good team to make that game-winning shot, just like when you throw the ball up the court and your teammate dunks it for a score. If you're moving, you need a good team from tip-off to the final buzzer. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and I can send you to the showers happy. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, I have the ability to connect you with a real estate professional in another city or help you get off the bench here and sell your home. Having a highly successful, award-winning strategic marketing program and being a member of a worldwide relocation network means I can put a complete package together for you. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. So when you're thinking of selling or moving to Denver, Dallas, or Des Moines, call or email me at Shell Dunn Rosengarten at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. And don't forget to ask about the Shell Bucks option.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with XFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed plus TV for $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement and get HBO included for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires Ecobill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Offer ends 11-18-18. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sports books at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Step my money fast and go.
Systems is over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you need a computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, gaming computer, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper, 360-9679. They can help you. Just tell them what it is you're going to be doing on a computer. You don't have to get too specific, but my point is, if you're just, like, stalking your ex on Facebook, messing around on YouTube, you don't need to go spend $1,000 on a computer. You can spend a couple of $100 on a computer and get a computer good enough to do those things. So they'll be able to guide you in the proper direction. That way you're only paying for stuff you're going to need, use, and not paying for anything else. So now you're saving money. Also, if you ever need virus removal, data recovery, if you've got a power supply issue, USB port issue, you've got a cracked screen, any kind of computer repair, they can handle it. And if you don't feel like going to the Mount Moriah Office Park for whatever reason, they can send a technician out to your home or your office, usually on the same day. So whenever you need anything computer-related, you get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper at Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com. I'll get to the Georgetown thing in just a second, but real quick, I got a tweet from somebody who said, Alex Lomax needs to do what Antonio Burks used to do, just step inside the arc and make a two, because Burks was great at it. And I actually do remember Burks. It's my memory. I don't have the data in front of me, but I remember Burks being effective at that. The issue with that is that almost nobody teaches that anymore, because long two-pointers are, like, frowned upon. There's so much data available now that the way most people want to play basketball is you want shots at the rim or three-pointers.
Yep.
Or free throws. Free throws, shots at the rim, so dunks, layups, or three-pointers. Long twos are just about the worst shot that a basketball team can take. Now, I know the counter to that is not if you make it, but statistically speaking, long twos are frowned upon. And so I don't know many staffs in America anymore. When equipped with all of this information, I don't know many staffs in America that are teaching players to dribble one, you know, dribble, step inside the arc, knock down that three.
That wouldn't have helped us much last night, really. I mean, the threes kept us in that game.
Well, not his. Like, he didn't.
No,
he didn't
not his.
Them.
But I'm more along the lines of don't shoot. But I get the whole don't try to ruin his confidence. But I'm along those lines.
I think on this Memphis with this Memphis roster, like I would want the majority of the shots every game to be, I want three-pointers and transition stuff.
Yeah.
Threes and transition stuff.
Put bags
and get to the foul line more often than they're doing. I think that's the way that this team is successful. So I mentioned last night, obviously Memphis LSU wasn't the only game in the country. Tennessee played Georgia Tech, and Georgetown was at Illinois. And for the same reasons it's cool seeing Penny Hardaway coach Memphis, it's cool seeing Patrick Ewing coach Georgetown because – and I tweeted this last night.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing is one of my earliest sports memories. Like, when I think of my earliest sports stars, it's not really Michael Jordan or Larry Bird or Magic Johnson. It's Doc Gooden.
Yeah.
It's Keith Lee.
Yep.
And because of Keith Lee, it's Pat Ewing. Because Memphis and Georgetown were both awesome at that same time, and Pat and Keith were in college at the same time. and they were the two best bigs in the country at the same time. Like, Keith Lee was a consensus first-team All-American in 83 and 85. I think Pat was all those years.
Yeah.
But, and Pat was the superior prospect and, frankly, the superior player. But Keith Lee was a first-team All-American. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, because you love Keith Lee, you're aware of Patrick Ewing. And in 85, of course, they were headed to playing in a national championship game against each other. Georgetown had won the title, I believe, the year before in 84. And then, you know, Memphis was in the Final Four with three other Big East schools. Georgetown played, I think, St. John's, and Memphis had Villanova. Memphis loses to Villanova, and then Villanova goes and shocks the world, beats Georgetown as well. But everybody assumed that we were going to get a national championship game, Georgetown-Memphis, Pat Ewing, Keith Lee. And so Patrick Ewing is this larger-than-life figure. I've always told you, like, I don't get starstruck around these basketball coaches, whether it's Coach K or Roy, because I've at this point, it's just my job to be around them, and I've known them for years. But, like, walking in the gym and seeing Pat Ewing, like, I think it was at Peach Jam this year, he and I sat together, and it was like, this is Patrick Ewing. This is Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when I was a kid, like, this dude was the dude.
Yeah, and he's so tall still. And I was like, whoa.
He wasn't going to shrink, Brad.
Well, some old people do shrink, Jake.
And so, watching him coach the Hoyas is fun. And hopefully they'll be good. They won last night at Illinois. Now, Illinois is not good.
No.
Brad Underwood is he's having to rebuild that thing.
Good luck.
But and Illinois was down a player, Trent Frazier, because of concussion protocol or something. But they won. They went on the road and beat a Big Ten team. And they're 3-0 now and ranked, I think, 61st at KenPom. So that suggests they're at least decent. Mm-hmm. But the reason they became a thing last night on social media is because they got this kid named Mac McClung, who's a freshman, who is reverse dunking on people. He had a reverse dunk last night that went viral. And the reason it's so notable is because Mac McClung is a white guard. And The Undefeated actually wrote about him this summer and how rare it is for Georgetown to have a player like this. I do mean a player who's white. Because for whatever reason, it was not a thing when Big John Thompson was the coach. And I'll just read you from The Undefeated, because I think rather than start talking and get it mixed up, I'll just read you straight from what Chris Palmer wrote for The Undefeated this summer. He said, when John Thompson took over Georgetown in 1972, he quickly began to remake the program in his own image. During the Hoyas' brilliant run of three Final Fours in 4 years in the 80s, they earned a reputation of hard-nosed defense, a combative attitude, and chip-on-the-shoulder mentality that defined early basketball swagger while also spawning frequent brawls. Georgetown was seen through a prism of blackness by the media and fans, more as brutes than student-athletes for the lawyers, civic leaders, or coaches they would become. It was also an era ripe with stereotypes about black players. The Hoyas played with extreme patience, discipline, and execution, but those qualities were rarely celebrated by the media. The Hoyas embraced their image and began to use it in their favor, an element of defiance to it all. They appealed greatly to local black fans, particularly young black men who felt labeled, disrespected, and disregarded. To wear Georgetown gear in the 80s was to make a statement. It often meant you identified with the Hoyas. Hoya paranoia swept college basketball because they were terrifying to play against, and the Hoyas were also unapologetically black. From 1984, when Georgetown became the first all-black team to win a national championship, through 1994, so we're talking a decade here, there were only three white players on the Georgetown roster. And Georgetown is still to this day the only power conference school that hasn't had a white player average double figures in points for the past 40 years. John Thompson started only one white player in the last 26 years that he coached Georgetown. And Mac McClung is now just the second white guard to accept a scholarship to Georgetown since 1979. So it doesn't just feel like it's unusual to have a white starter at Georgetown. It is highly, highly unusual, either because of circumstance or because the rosters were designed a certain way under Big John. But Mac McClung is from Virginia, and he's not like some star. He's a three-star recruit, but he's got a 44-inch vertical, and he broke all of Allen Iverson's scoring records in Virginia high schools over the past few years, both career and in season scoring records. And so he's become a thing already because, again, if you grew up on Georgetown, I'll just quote Chris Palmer. They were unapologetically black. I don't even know if this makes sense, but they felt like a black program as opposed to just a basketball program. It felt like a black basketball program. Black head coach, all black players, and as Chris Palmer put it, unapologetically black. And so, you know, all these years later, now you've got Georgetown being led by, the star of those great Georgetown teams, but now a little white guard. It's really unusual. People would never know, unless you know about Georgetown, the university, as opposed to Georgetown, the basketball program. You wouldn't assume that the university is like 60% white in terms of student enrollment. But because that basketball program is what most identify with Georgetown, most people don't recognize that at all. And so this is a neat little story in college basketball. I don't know if McClung is going to be great. Again, he's a three-star guard, but he's been pretty good in their first few games. He got double figures last night. He's reverse dunking in transition, and he's going to be a story in college basketball for all the reasons I described. Be back with dinner to go.
Many people think that key to winter weather driving is getting better traction, so your car will go when you want it to. And stopping, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. Unless, of course, you actually need to stop. And then it's exactly what you want to happen. You know, to avoid cracking up your car.
Let the Pep Boys pros improve your stopping power and you'll have more worry-free power shopping. We'll inspect your brakes for free. Plus, if they need replaced, get up to $120 off a Wagner Premium Brake Service through November 21st. Joy to the drive. Only at Pep Boys. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So there was this guy named Sam. He had a home in Memphis, wanted to sell it. So wisely, he did what I've been telling you to do for a long, long time. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw. They agreed on a price. Josh went to work, got 13 showings, multiple offers, sold at the agreed upon price in just 5 days. How did Josh do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh helps you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. You guys agree? Then he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, even if your opinion makes no sense whatsoever, you can fire him, no questions asked. And understand, the average agent in the Memphis area sells about 6 homes a year. Josh sold more than 200 last year. He's outselling the average agent in this market by about 34-1 margin. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home, Josh Hysaw. 461-8147 on the web, JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Berkin for Sunrise Buick GMC. Wait until the time's right to buy that new or used car or truck. Well, get rolled on the Sunrise because your waiting's over. 800 new cars and trucks to choose from. Discounts up to $10,000. Factory rebates high as $5,000. Immediate financing low as 0%. A $5 million used car inventory specializing in cars and trucks under $10,000. Credit not so hot? It's okay. Sunrise has a financing plan for everyone. If you like saving money, it doesn't get any better than this partner. Check us out at sunrisememphis.com. Covington Pike, Wolf Chase, and Collierville. We make it fun to buy a car again.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself. And with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours. And you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, Call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 57cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 57cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 57cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 57cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 57cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Man, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. Four Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift at Suits U. We really suit you.
If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to reduce staff this year and may just help pay for a relaxing vacation. All their ink and toner are guaranteed 100%. Come by 4714 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza down from FedEx, or call 901-767-4065. That's 767-4065.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Anyone can deliver a box, but Kroger makes it easy with store pickup and now shipping right to your door. So check out while you're chilling with the app or at Kroger.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood that heavy metal last year. I think most of you know, my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health a couple of years ago. It was a high-risk pregnancy from the jump. Frankly, he was never supposed to be born. But we put our trust into Dr. Jacques Sampson and his team, and it worked out well. He was delivered, yes, prematurely, and he was in the Sheldon B. Coronis Newborn Center inside Regional One Health for 3 weeks. But he turns 2 tomorrow, and he could not be happier or healthier. And my wife's store, Aiden Ali, is having a fundraiser tomorrow for the Sheldon B. Coronis Newborn Center inside Regional One Health. She did it last year as well, and it's something we're going to try to do every year on his birthday in a very small way to just show our appreciation for the incredible team that made his life possible. Because it obviously wasn't impossible, but it was an improbable situation. And I, Regional One, with our permission, has launched a fundraiser in honor of Lou for the Sheldon B. Coronis Newborn Center that's separate to what my wife is going to be doing at the store tomorrow, where a portion of all proceeds are going to go to the Newborn Center. And I posted a link over on the Facebook page. And I hate asking people for money. It's why I'd be terrible in sales. But it is a worthwhile cause because about 30% of the roughly 4,300 babies that are born at Regional One Health each year are either premature or critically ill. That's why we were there, because they are equipped to take care of babies like Lou. And so they, you know, some of these families aren't as fortunate as mine. You know, they need hotel accommodations and meals, and all of this stuff can help. So if you get a minute, you can pop over to the Facebook page, take a look at that link, and if you're compelled to do something, then do it. Either way, I appreciate it. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, and I'll leave you with some breaking news. Your National League Cy Young Award winner just became official. That is the New York Mets' Jacob DeGrom. He got 29 of the 30 votes, and he becomes the Cy Young Award winner in terms of starting pitchers with the lowest number of wins in Major League Baseball history. Congrats to him.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Grizz, Bucks, Fiserv, 4, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Grizz are 7-5 after Monday's loss to Utah. Bucks 10-3, second best record in the East. They got Giannis. Grizzlies do not have a freak. Milwaukee's undefeated this season at home, 6-0. They're 10-point favorites tonight over the Grizzlies. Tip is scheduled for 7. You can listen right here, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
The 52nd annual CMA Awards are on ABC tonight. Brad Paisley.